start with Backstrom? I mean, he had one practice under his belt in 10 games, and he comes in and does that.
We should definitely start with him. Yeah. I mean, he's the difference in the game, really, for us. I mean, obviously, I give our players a great deal of credit for dealing with the adversity of, you know, what happened at the beginning of the game. But, you know, it's a little bit easier to deal with it when you see your goalie go out and play the way that he was. In the first period, we just weren't good enough by any stretch. And he kept us in it and gave us a chance to continue to find our game. And, you know, that was it's a real credit to Backy.
I mean, he did his thing the whole game, but that first period, it was that sort of, you know, a level of comfort there once you could see him go back out and do that after. I mean,
for sure, you know, like to be able to just go in and hit the reset button after the first period and say, hey, come on, like, you know, this isn't good enough. And, you know, let's not ruin a performance from our goalie like this. Let's not ruin this opportunity where, you know, we had a bad start. And our guys, you know, it's not always easy to try to find your game through the course of the game. I give our guys credit for that. But certainly we want to make sure we're ready to start better than we did today.
What happened to Harding? And can you describe how everything unfolded once you realized he couldn't go?
Yeah, I don't have an update for you. I got a lower body injury, and so I haven't even talked to the trainer since the game. Basically, we're getting ready to go on the ice, and I find out that he can't go, you know, because of what happened in warm-up. So I don't have any further update. I can't even say if it's day-to-day right now. I would assume that it is, but I don't know.
And not able to back up, obviously, that's also a piece to this because Darcy Kemper had to come back and back up, which is very bizarre.
It was bizarre. Spent a lot of time before the game trying to figure out lineup combinations and how to get people back from the airport. But you know what? You got to deal with that type of adversity, and our guys did.
I mean, you bring up the adversity, but 11 forwards, 7 defensemen, 1 goalie for the first period. How big is that just for the team to, you know, have a game where they overcome this adversity?
For sure, it's huge. You play 82 games, and they can't all be, a work of art out there. There's going to be some times where you draw it up the way you want it to happen and you go out and you do it. There's going to be other times where things are going to happen and you have to deal with it. And you're going to have to find a different way to get a win. And, you know, sometimes you have to score more goals. Sometimes you have to have a bit of a better defensive effort. You know, sometimes you have a slow start. And whatever it is, you have to find a way. And I give our guys credit for staying in the game. I give Backy a lot of credit for keeping us in the game and giving us a chance to find it.
Why was Granlund out today?
He's got an upper body injury, and we found out today that he probably wouldn't be ready to go, so we'll see. I'm hoping that we'll have him for practice tomorrow.
Is it something that just turned out to be more serious than you thought yesterday?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, that's why we kept him off yesterday, and then today it wasn't a whole lot better, so we figured it was probably best just to keep him off.
When your team is winning one-goal games, you're 9-1-4 right now, you're doing it late in the game with go-to players like today stepping up. What can that mean when you get to the top part of the schedule, which starts on Monday?
Well, it's important to play in those types of games. There's no question that, you know, to be able to, you know, and to be able to, and on both sides of it, you know, when you have the lead, when you're chasing, you know, again, you have to, there's obviously everything's ramped up at that time. So I think it's great for our group to, you know, when the game's on the line, to be able to have that focus and just sort of, you know, I always believe that when things are at their most intense, that's when you revert back to your habits, and it's showing that our guys have good habits right now, so we have to make sure we stay on top of that.
What did you see from Niederreiter that led you to elevate him to the top line later in the game?
Well, I wanted to give him a chance first off. We didn't put him out there much to try to get his attention, and I give him a lot of credit. You know, everybody has bad shifts or bad stretches, whatever it is. It's always how you bounce back, and we wanted to give him a chance to see how he responded with those guys, and we also thought that having a big body who, you know, could get to the net, obviously the way he did for the goal, could benefit those guys.
He only had, I think, 7 shifts through the first 2 periods. Was it just a matter of, you know, getting a little more consistency out of him now, or what do you look for?
Well, no, I mean, he's a young kid, so I don't want to, I mean, you know, he would, his first 2 periods weren't great, and quite often, you know, with young kids, they go, you know, with the wave of the rest of the group, and so, You know, if the whole group is not going at its best, and then, you know, not very often you see a young kid going out and rising above them. But as the group, as the rest of the group picked up, he was able to pick it up too, and that's not always easy for a young kid, and I give him credit for that.
Last question.
Thank you. Thanks, Coach. Thanks.